This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and every kidless person I know has replaced children with sourdough starter.
I'm Brandy Posey, and I've got a pitch for you. Bling ring, but during a pandemic.
I'm Tess Barker, and my hands are so dry, they could star in an underrated BBC comedy.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can
Whoa,
we.
What just happened?
I don't know. I accidentally said Brandy's line. I don't know. I'm losing my mind.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
And, all right, this is Lady to Lady. That's fine. We're all in, you know, it's a tough time.
Welcome.
Yeah. We're figuring it out.
We're all
Welcome to the show.
Out. Yeah.
We're all in our separate places still, so.
In our pods.
In our pods.
I'm so excited, though, because we have a guest today.
Yay!
Yeah, kicking this technology up a notch here.
Yes. It's been a while since we had a guest, so I'm really excited to have her here. She's just so funny. I love her so much. She's an amazing comedian, and she has her own podcast called Nice Bum, Where Are You From?, which she hosts with Hampton Yunt. Georgia Brooks is here.
Hi.
Hi, Georgia.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't think of a funny joke for the beginning.
That's
okay. We just do that. You don't have to do it. Yeah. You can if you want.
Do you have a favorite tweet of recent?
Oh, it's a tweet.
That's what we do.
No, well, I did tweet today, but I don't remember it concisely about how, like, do you guys remember how everybody was like, oh my God, January 2020 is the longest month ever. And now it's like, still March. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we all thought like last year was bad, and you know.
But I guess January 2020, to its point, might be the only month of 2020. It might shake out that way, that it was the only real month we got. So,
yeah, you make a good point.
Wait, we're is just that kind of in a February was Black History Month, and you're not counting it? I don't get it.
Oh shit. I was counting it because the virus was already here in February.
Got it. I was like, yeah. Everything was fine in February.
It's kind of a time. Time has become a glob, sort of. It's just like not really. There's no certain, you know, nothing really exists. There's no hard lines. It's just kind of all in one big mess.
Yeah. I think that's the good and bad thing about it, though, in a way, too. Like, there are some aspects of that I'm liking.
Yeah. Like what?
I don't know. Time sort of stresses me out. So, like, it's kind of nice to get rid of it.
Yeah. What do you, are you finding yourself, like, on a schedule of any kind? Or are you kind of just, like, whenever you're waking up, whenever you're sleeping, whenever you're eating?
Yeah, Sean and I have a pretty consistent schedule. I mean, our schedule hasn't really changed that much. Like, yeah, we go to bed at, like, 2 a.m., wake up around 9.
That's normal for you guys, though, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So... Yeah,
I've been going to bed early.
Super consistent.
Really?
That's good. I like that. I've been doing it more early too, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been asleep by like 11 o'clock most nights because I'm like, well, I'm bored. Let's just go to sleep.
Really?
It just feels like allowable. Yeah. I'm like, I don't have to be doing anything right now. I can go to bed.
Yeah.
Well, oh, Jack, I'm jealous.
Yeah. Well, Jack wakes me up in the morning at like 7. And it's like, I'm like, I'll be mad if I'm tired all day during a pandemic. So I'm just like, I would rather just go to sleep. And I hate going back to sleep afterwards because then I feel like I'm really going to waste my day. Because if I go back to sleep after walking him, then I'll be asleep until like noon or something. And I just still don't want to waste my time like that.
Isn't that weird, though, that like we all don't want to waste our time and yet we're all just literally wasting our time right now? Like,
well, I will say I woke up early today. And so I had an exciting morning.
Oh my gosh.
I found a bag of drugs outside of my house.
crazy.
Like a backpack full of oxycodone.
A backpack?
Yeah.
In like this climate, what's more useful, a backpack or drugs?
I Googled it, and street value, I've probably got $4,500 worth of drugs.
Shit. That just,
are you serious? I'm honestly like somewhat nervous about you talking about this because.
Oh, I mean, here's the thing. I saw it last night at 4 o'clock in the morning outside of my house because I had to take my dog outside real quick to pee, and it was there, and I was like, that's weird. I'm just gonna go to sleep, and then it was there on the walk this morning hours later, and I was like, well, I'm gonna see what the hell this thing is now. So I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, I just don't want someone to be looking for it. That just freaks me out. You know?
Yeah, I think
well,
you should put it back.
Oh, that's interesting. You're
just going to throw it away.
Yeah, I'm chucking it.
What if somebody was watching?
Nobody's watching.
That was a weird... I mean, I don't mean that. I just mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm watching, like, you know, fucking drug crime shit right now on Netflix, so it just, like, makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I'm literally watching Boardwalk Empire, so I'm like, the bad guy's going to kill you.
Well, it's funny because I called the cops because I was like, how do I... I called them and I was like, hi, phone up. Bag of drugs outside of my house. Would you like these for evidence of some kind? And they were like, is there an ID? And I said, no. And they're like, nah, you can just throw that away.
That's crazy.
I know.
The cops are busy.
Yeah.
Are they?
It was just kind of funny. I was like, okay. And then they're like, just throw it away. And then I was like Googling it. And you shouldn't just throw pills away because it gets into the water supply. To have to like dispose of them a specific way. So now I'm like I got a whole day planned around this drug bag. Now I'm gonna go to CVS and be like, hi, how can I dispose of this responsibly?
This was a gift someone gave you. This is like a video game where someone gave you like a very specific task.
Yeah, I'm just excited to have an activity for the day. It's exciting.
I just wish it was a drug that you could feel okay about selling.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, if it was Adderall or something, you'd be like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd give anything for it to be Adderall. Yeah.
Adderall is not something I need currently. I do not need to be tweaked out at this moment.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, I was Zooming with Babs yesterday. I had like 5 cups of coffee and then I had bad allergies. So I took a Claritin and I felt like Charlie fucking Sheen like all day. Like I was just.
Oh, my God. That's so funny because Tess was like, I took a Claritin. So I'm kind of bugged out. But I didn't know the 5 cups of coffee.
Well, that's just baseline.
Yeah, I just went away with Tess and like. I'm a coffee person, but I didn't really realize, like, we'd wake up and within seconds she's like, okay, like, how do we get coffee, though? She said there'd be coffee here. I was like, oh, shit.
No, she's like a fiend first thing in the morning.
Like, my biggest fear is being awake somewhere that doesn't have coffee.
Yeah, because you would, like, ask before we went to bed, and then, like, the first thing that came out of your mouth in the morning was like, so you mentioned coffee, like, where do you think we can get it?
Yeah, we, you know, we're here every day, obviously. So it's like our coffee supply is going so much faster than usual because usually I'll go, you know, be out and about and you'll get some. So I'm like nervous because I did a big like shop the other day and I was like, I'm not doing this again for as long as humanly possible. People are not being safe. There's people behind me while I'm in the spice aisle, like right up on my ass. I almost yelled at a lady behind me in the spice aisle for like being right behind me.
I know.
But I don't want to have to go venture and get anything, you know?
Yeah, I fucking ordered stuff on Amazon and then like it was like it took so long to ship because they're behind, of course. And then like the day it shipped was yesterday and I woke up to them like people being like, we're on strike because Amazon sucks. And I'm like, fuck. Like I already knew they sucked, but like I just felt like a real asshole.
But you weren't you were personally affected. So now you.
I really felt the effects of those people not working. Funny how a pandemic turns me Republican real quick.
There's two ways to go, you know, it's either going to do that or the other end from this, the effects of this.
Yeah. Georgie, did you guys think about going back to Canada at all?
Yeah. Hampton, like really early in the pandemic, like just before when the NBA shut down, you know, that day where everyone freaked out, he was like, we have to go. And then I just like I was really sick. In fact, I think I might have gotten the thing because I had all the symptoms and I was sick for quite a long time. So I was like, we can't go now. Like, they're not going to let me in. They're not letting people in who are coughing and choking and can't breathe. And then we decided not to. But even like yesterday, I was like just Googling properties in the woods of Canada, being like, we should just go.
Can you guys go in since you're a citizen?
Yes. Yes. Because we could definitely go in because Americans are allowed in if their family members are there or their family members are Canadian. And Hampton has me and his mom's Canadian.
Oh, okay.
But here's why it doesn't make sense. Because I haven't lived there for a while, so I don't have health care. But then I found out, because in Canada, you lose your health care and then it takes 3 months to get it back when you go in. But I just found out Canada's waiving that for every Canadian citizen. Oh. They're just being really sick right now. Like, that's the problem is Canada's like nailing this pandemic.
Of course they are. Of course.
But Hampton wouldn't have health insurance. So that's a problem. And also, like, I had a lot of people I know went home. Like freaked out and went home, and like I'm like, you guys, the borders are just getting tighter and tighter and tighter, and I'm like, you guys might not be able to come back here for like a year or two, like, and you're just living with your parents. Like, I don't understand. Like, we're, as much as this country's like really fucking it up, like, we, Hampton and I, are really privileged in that we have a place to live, and we, you know what I mean, like, we have the comforts of home here at least. So Yeah,
it would be a lot to give that up and go, you know, go home for who knows how long.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing, obviously, here, is that we're all just, like, facing such, the big unknown part is so anxiety-inducing, because you're like, how the fuck long are we in this for? Like, today, I my anxiety's been okay, because I don't get, like, too freaked out about stuff very often, but it really jumped out today, and I'm like, you know, paying rent tomorrow, and it's just like,
oh yeah,
okay, is that the last time? I don't fucking know, because I laid off my day job, and yeah, the unknown part of it is just so creepy.
Now, if you got laid off, does that mean now you can collect unemployment benefits?
Yeah, unemployment. Yeah,
that's good.
So to start that whole process.
Well, everybody, that even if you are a freelancer, you in theory should be able to. As well, like, they're changing that rule. So that was part of the bill.
I've been waiting here for about a year and a half to get my, like, you can work in America paperwork, and I got it like the beginning of March.
Oh my God.
So I like
great
didn't have time. I didn't get a job yet. I haven't found a job yet, and now it's like, well, you're not going to. So I just don't really know what my life it can look like right now.
Totally.
Yeah.
I like, are there jobs? I just guess I'm assuming there's none, but
I mean there has to be some jobs. Also, like, my question is, like, all these parents that are supposed to be homeschooling, don't their kids have to be, like, taught by someone? Like, isn't there a possibility to, like, FaceTime tutor and shit like that?
I signed up for some tutoring, but it was, like, English as a second language, so it'd be, like, kids in China and stuff. There's been an influx, and I didn't get the job, but I think that a lot of public schools here, at least, like, they've kind of signed it up so the teachers have, like, online programming.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Teachers are doing online classes and stuff like that. Yeah. Although it's really funny because apparently, like, I kind of hope we get hacked at some point. Like, apparently, like, 14-year-old boys have just been, like, hacking into Zoom meetings and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, heckling people. My roommate Anna is, like, in a meeting that she has every couple of nights, and she's like, little boys have just come on and been like, ooh, gay, and then they get off.
I've been hearing about that. People are hacking Zoom meetings, like, heckling.
I've heard really specifically fun. Like, AA porn. Meetings, which is so shitty, but like,
yeah, they're
funny,
like, going,
but
yeah,
it's not.
I saw somebody else talking about, like, a Zoom comedy show where I guess somebody was saying terrible things, and it's just like, life finds a way, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Teens find a way.
Yeah. Well, this
they have nothing else to do.
Yeah. Well, like, chat roulette is coming back to haunt us, I think.
I used to love chat roulette.
I did too.
That was a good time.
Did you guys actually? I never went on that show.
Oh my God. It was so fun. I used to get drunk with my friends and we would just chat roulette and just talk to random people, and like, we would sing songs for people, and like, every three things was a dick, and like, it was so funny. Like,
I feel like I liked
it because
I was like, this is my one chance to see a dick.
Yeah.
Man, there's a whole generation of women whose first dick was on chat room.
It was always not a surprise. My first by any means. Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, I think because I was always such like an internet like creep dater person that I'm like, chat roulette. That's I'm Child's beyond play. This. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I was trying to talk to my boyfriend about some of my like internet like fucking relationships that I had, and like the ones where like we actually met at some point, and like I couldn't remember the details of some of them. Like I had quite a few weird like long distance internet boyfriends where we'd finally meet and then it'd be like, this is so incredibly uncomfortable.
Were they people that lived in like a different state?
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Did you meet
them no borders on your love?
Yeah. I met one on like a message board. It was, some of them were people who I just were like, was internet friends with for a while and stuff like that. But like, I was trying to remember this other guy. We like went to a cabin together and like, I was like, how the fuck did I meet this dude?
So dangerous.
So dangerous.
That's like drugs in a backpack outside your house. Dangerous.
It's like, you know, you say that, but I have a very good radar for not, you know. I obviously would never have put myself in that situation unless I knew I was okay. So
yeah, I'm probably more talking about me, who like constantly is putting themselves in. I'm like, how did I get here? Like,
I know.
No common sense.
Well, Bab, didn't you have an uncle one time that like for one of your internet boyfriends, he like claimed to be the CIA or something and pointed to a helicopter in the sky?
Yeah, my oh my God, I forgot about this one. This was the guy, this director guy who I liked a movie he made, and I emailed him and I was like, I love your movie. And then he was like, cool. And we started talking and I was 21. He was 42. And he lived in LA and we kept like talking back and forth. And I was like, I'm going to go visit him. And my family was like, you're insane. And they were like, okay. I mean, we can't stop you, but if you go, your Uncle Tito is going to pick you up at the airport. Uncle Tito, cop Uncle Tito. And so I was like, okay. So Uncle Tito picks me up and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was just like,
oh, that's so
lucky.
And
I'm like, I'm an adult. I know what I'm doing. This is my man, or whatever idiotic shit I was thinking. And so he took me to the guy's house. This is so embarrassing. And he walked me up to the door and I was like, please don't embarrass me. Just like, I know this is ridiculous, but like, please don't embarrass me. And Uncle Tito's like, I won't. And then the guy opens the door and my uncle was like, well, see you later. Just so you know, I can have a SWAT team here in 2 minutes. And then there happened to be a helicopter flying overhead that he like pointed to.
That's the best moment of his life.
And then the guy was like terrified the entire weekend. He wouldn't do it. Thank God. Which in retrospect, thank the Lord.
We all need an Uncle Tito. He sounds sick.
We should all be so lucky.
Can you text your Uncle Tito about this backpack I have? Maybe he has some ideas.
I'll give him a shot. Okay. Yeah.
He's like, you can dispose of them at my house. I've got a thing.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. The cops would probably be like, is there an ID? You can just drop it off.
I mean, honestly, I'm just trying to think like how one would obtain a backpack full of pills. Like, that is so many pills.
Yeah.
What do you mean how one would obtain? They would get them from someone to sell them.
Yeah.
But don't you have to get them? I mean, that wouldn't that take a while to collect them from various prescriptions? I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, I'm assuming that there's someone, there's thing mechanisms we don't know of that collect these.
Do you think is that like how, I mean, I'm going to sound really naive right now, but is there like a drug dealer that does that? Like that takes like prescription drugs?
Yeah. Yes.
People who make fake prescriptions and all, I'm sure that's a whole thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
For sure. Hey, if you're a drug dealer and you're listening and you have some insight into how this works, please let us know.
We'd love
to know what the pipeline looks like to how this backpack ended up on my fucking car.
Yeah, that's wild. But then you heard sirens and stuff after you saw it. So it was already out there. And then you heard
No, they woke me up. They woke us up because like last night was crazy in our neighborhood. There was just like cars speeding by, sirens blaring. Yeah. And then, like, a helicopter.
It was just, like, it sounded like there was a car. It was, like, the most insane. Like, my heart was just racing the whole time. Like, blue lights came flashing through our bedroom. I heard a bunch of sirens go by. And then I just heard a car, like, screeching its brakes and zooming up. I don't know what the fuck was going on. And then a helicopter came by.
Yeah, they were, like, driving fast down our streets.
Yeah, and our street is, like, really residential.
Yeah, you're
going to... Eagle Rock Facebook group have anything to say?
No.
How's the Facebook group doing during this time?
Well, it's funny you should ask because Sean... Sean just recently had a joke bomb.
Oh no.
In the group?
In the Facebook group?
In the group. Yeah. He thought it would be
Oh no. You have to tell us what it
Please
was.
Tell us yeah, what it tell us what
happened. He thought it would be really funny to post, do you guys know when we should start washing our hands?
That's so funny.
Oh,
I know. But he's just getting trolled. Like, everyone's telling him not to quit his day job. He's getting
Wow.
It's been a, yeah. He's not he's a little disappointed by the performance.
That's so crazy.
I have to get in there. So people like knew he was a comic and like started and trolled him?
I don't know if they knew he was a comic, but I think he was hoping that they wouldn't be so in on the joke, but they were in on the joke.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like the posters in there are in there so often that it's kind of next level posting. Like, it's not like, yeah. This
they
is
all
like,
have the ins and outs. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is their day job. This is like what they do. Here, I'm going to take a quick spin through and see. Oh, hey, Target in Colorado got 10 pallets of TP and paper towels.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I hear so that Target's where you should be going. Like, I hear it's the best one right now.
Yeah, is that right? I mean, it's always been the best one, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
I live by the Empire Center, and it's pretty sick, too, let me tell you.
Pretty good. I was in my neighborhood one the other day, because, like, I want to repaint my room, but I was like, I'm not going to buy an extension pole thing. Like, you know, I was trying to see if there's a few things that somebody had lying around that I could use. Mm-hmm. And I was reading some of the fucking comments, and people were talking about grocery stores and which ones. And then, oh, yeah, somebody was talking about, like, if people around the Silver Lake Reservoir are not practicing social distancing, which I think is true, but it's very hard. It's a very narrow path. There's nowhere to go sometimes, you know?
I'm surprised it's open still.
I know, I am too. Yeah. And then somebody was like, why don't you just walk around on your street, you know, like in your area? And then somebody was like, well, that's my street. I live on Silver Lake Boulevard. And the girl responded like, wow, must be nice. And I was just like, what?
Wow, people are losing it.
They're always assholes on the internet, but it was just like, fuck you. Like, yeah, okay, I guess this person literally, nobody can say anything to you. You just want to feel self-righteous about this for some reason.
I will say, you guys, so I went on a run. What day is it? I don't know. Either yesterday or the day before. And I'm having a hard time, like, dodging people because there's so many more people on the streets. Like, I stopped running at the Rose Bowl. So I was like, I'm just going to run in my neighborhood. But, like, there's an influx of runners. And so I'm, like, having to bolt into the street. You know, we're doing the zigzag thing every time we see other people. And I almost got hit by a fucking bus. Because, I was, like, running down the street and there were people congregated at the bus stop. So I, like, went to look over my shoulder to, like, veer into the street to get away from the people. And, like, just as I was about to step in the street, there was a bus, like, 2 feet behind me. And it, like, honked its horn and I, like, went back on the curb.
Holy
but I'm like,
shit.
This is ridiculous.
That's so scary.
It's not, like, peaceful at all.
Mm-hmm. No. There's so many. It's tough because I understand everyone's home. So everyone's doing their shit, like, you know, outside. But it's really, really hard to avoid people because there's just so many.
Yeah.
We need to, like, have time. Like, I don't know what the solution is, but it scares me because it's like we have to get, like, shut down at some point. Yeah.
Do you think that it's better early in the morning? Because I was thinking maybe I should start trying to wake up early and running.
There's always that crew, though. Because,
Yeah.
But I feel like it's probably less busy.
Mm-hmm. My neighborhood is busy, but it's like just neighbors out, and I'm kind of loving it because, like, I keep seeing neighbors and we can stand like 8 feet apart and talk, and it's like people that we never, I don't know, it's just, I'm just kind of loving it. It feels like I finally live in like a neighborhood.
Yeah, that's cool.
Also, I guess it's because we got the dog
around.
Yeah,
let's
talk about
Stevie. Dogs help.
Yeah,
so also I love Stevie's full name.
Brody Stevie Nicks. Yeah. For the listeners, I just got
amazing.
A dog. It's pretty fun.
Oh, cute name.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm digging the people just ootin' a boot, running around. You know, it's fun.
I like it.
Yeah. It is a weird dichotomy because it's like you're avoiding other people, but you're also like more friendly to other people at the same time. Like sometimes I'll like walk out of my way to avoid someone and my first instinct is like, oh, just don't look at them. But then I'm like, oh, but you can say hi to them. Like it's a weird
Yeah,
for sure.
I feel like I'm waving.
I've had a lot more hellos.
A lot of waves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Hi, good to see you. I'll be over here.
My new bit is like whenever I walk Stevie and there's another dog and they like want to meet. And you know how like there's always dog when there's dog owners, you're like, I don't know if that dog can meet this dog. My new bit is I'm like, it's not that they can't meet. I'm worried about you and I meeting. Yeah. Pretty fun.
Yeah. Totally.
That's a pretty fun bit that I'm doing.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, I feel like this has been like a real good like boon for dogs in general, and like especially people that are fostering dogs, because like one problem that happens a lot when people foster is they introduce dogs to other dogs too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But this
right.
is, you know, they don't really have that option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah,
been
exactly.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a little Igrok Facebook group update. So the Taco Bell in our neighborhood is closed.
Oh my God. What's
been, it's been remodeled completely from the ground up.
Yes.
Hasn't opened yet. And this guy posted a screenshot of Taco Bell, their Twitter, saying that now more than ever, we could all use a free Doritos Locos Tacos. Get yours this Tuesday, 3:31, when you visit our drive-thru. And he just wrote, it's as if Taco Bell is mocking us above it. Just so upset that our Taco Bell
that has been
open.
The longest construction I've ever seen of a fast food restaurant, because you would assume they just have those like a Lego set. They're like, all right, you put this here and you put this here and we're done.
It's like they're
like
losing money.
It just seems like there must be a Taco Bell like warehouse somewhere where like they can just like crane in a new Taco Bell.
They should be like prefabricated houses, just like stick it in there.
Exactly.
Anyway, this is what's going on in our world, everybody.
Is your guys' sound getting weird?
Hey, Barbara, you sound like a robot right now.
I do. We'll take a break.
We'll
be right
back. Hey, welcome back to Lady, I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Georgia Brooks.
Hey.
And Brody Stevie. Oh, wait. Stevie Brody Nicks.
Brody, did I mess
Brody,
it up?
Nicks. Brody Stevie Nicks.
Brody Stevie Nicks.
I got it as wrong as possible.
I mean, it's a lot of a name. It's a lot of a name. We just call her Stevie.
Aw. I love it. I love the idea of Brody just going deep on Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac being like,
oh my God,
I
just
love
like,
Tusk.
Enjoy it.
Along to it.
Yes, exactly.
Thunder only happens when it is raining.
You have to go your own way.
I live that.
I love it.
That's cool, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys all feel like you're doing pretty good today this week?
Yeah, it's been a pretty good week so far. I find the weekends feel like the hardest because I feel like they're less structured. And that just like take way longer. And I feel like, I'm going to work on that more this, which is so funny because my days like don't feel generally that structured anyway. But for some reason, I'm like, I don't want to do work because I do want to give myself a break. But then that break is also just like, okay, well, yeah, let's just look in the void for a while.
Right.
But, you know, I've been trying to...
I find myself a little too... My job's ending tomorrow, so after that, it'll be like a whole new world, you know, because we have meetings every morning, so that's made me get up and do something. But they're also at 10, which is kind of like an annoying time, so I feel like it'll be interesting to not have that, and I don't know what my world's going to look like after that. But I don't know. Like, I've been doing okay, but today's been more rough than anything. The anxiety today's been really bad. It's just figuring out how to, I don't know, weather it and... see what's next. I have been having a lot of creative ideas, though, and stuff that, like, I think is actually doable in, you know, in quarantine. So
that's good.
That's kind of nice. And for the first time in forever, I haven't had, like, not had a job. So it'd be nice to maybe at least take a week or two and just concentrate on creative shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm having a really hard time being, like, actually accomplishing anything to do with comedy. Like, I have a script that I really need to finish, and this is like such a obvious opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And it's like getting motivated to do that for me has been really hard. I just like can't, I don't know, I can't get anything done.
I read a really good thread on Twitter the other day that I've been thinking about a lot lately, about how like everyone just feels like extra tired because we're all like being triggered into like a trauma response right now. So like there's three ways that people respond to trauma. You respond through flight, fight, or freezing, basically. And we can't run and you can't fight it. So you're just kind of like locked in a thing. And that is a very specific way that like this is like what like abused children feel like in an abusive household, basically, because you can't leave. There's just like a presence that like you're scared of and you can't do anything except just like make yourself small and follow the rules, basically. So it's like kind of just putting the entire world in that kind of mindset. So it's
I'm really tired for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exhausting. It's just like wanting to just kind of just turn off a lot, to be like, I don't want to think about this, like kind of avoidant behavior.
Yeah. And I don't know how, if you're like this too, Georgia, but I take a really long time to get geared up to like write something, especially a script. That's like the most scary thing to me to like look at.
It takes time.
And
yeah,
like, I will literally take me weeks of thinking about it and being like, I should work on that, or months or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, the other day I was like, I'm going to do it. And then I just sat down and organized my Google Drive. it kind of helped because it was actually like it was really emotional organizing my Google Drive, which I was not expecting, because it was like, it's like my whole comedy career. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like looking at shit you haven't looked at for fucking a decade, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
stuff that like feels like it's so in the past and like it's never going to happen again. It was a very weird experience, but it did get me, I think, a little closer to working on something. And like, I think that's all you can do is like, obviously the expectations, we have to try and set low expectations for ourselves right now and just like... Yeah. Try to put the pressure to be less, but it's so hard to gear yourself up to write. Like, it's the hardest thing in the world.
Well, and I think you have to listen to your own instincts. And I mean, your instincts might, if you don't feel like writing, that might just be your instincts telling you like today's not the day. I mean, I think it's hard to find that line of like, there is also like that part of you that just kind of has to override that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking of like writing in that goal group that you started, Barbara. Like,
oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I was like, I was going to be like, we should all start this up again.
We like, should revive that. That actually was like one of the most productive times, because I made it so that for me, if I like say I'm going to do a bunch of stuff in a day, I just will never get it all done. But if I give myself one thing to accomplish, then I can probably do that. And that was like the whole idea behind it. So yeah, we should start that up again, actually.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think now's the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's called Let's Goal Girls, which I'm just really more proud of that than anything.
I mean, let's just remember how good it's named.
That's a good idea, actually. That's, I think, like, a tiny bit of accountability and also just putting, like, the lowest version pressure on yourself that you can. Even if it's, like, not to write anything, but just to look at the script or just... For me, that can be the hardest thing sometimes, is even just opening up the file, like, and then it'll get me into it, but it'll take me months to even get there.
Yeah, I mean, I think specificity and like small goals are like the key to doing shit. Like my favorite one of my favorite writing books is that book Bird by Bird. Have you guys read that?
I've never read. It's one of those ones I have and I've never like finished. Yeah,
it's a really good book. But the title comes from like when she was a kid, she like procrastinated on doing this report about birds. Mm-hmm. And so she like was like in sixth grade and like having to pull an all nighter. And she was just like overwhelmed with having to write this big ass report. And her mom or dad was like, you're not writing the whole report. You're just going to write one bird at a time. And like, that is like, I think the best approach to writing is like, just giving yourself like really specific goals. Like, I'm just going to like fix this joke. Or I'm just going to like write one page, or like something that's very doable, because I think these big projects, it's like trying to eat a whole elephant in one meal, you know?
Yeah.
No, you got to save that all winter.
Exactly. I mean, I'm vegetarian, but you guys get it.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
And me personally, I eat elephant all the time. No, I have that. My mom has always said that to me. Yeah. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? It's like, it is, it's a lot easier to break it down into smaller things, but also, yeah, we're just going through such a weird, it's just such a weird time.
I have that thing too, where I'm like, I got to finish this script. I'm like, except for comedy might be over, and what if they don't need scripts in the future?
I know.
Maybe I should get my law degree.
I know. That's what I've been going through too. Cause I have been writing, but then I'm like, but for what? Like, is this ever going to get made? But I'm like trying not to think about it. I hope I don't. I feel like I'm having like a real flight response. Like, I always want to run, but like,
yeah,
I'm really like having that craving to like just be outside and like get away. And, same. Yeah. And like just almost like upset. Like I'm like working on my Spanish, writing, working out a ton. Like I'm worried I'm going to like burn out because I'm just having this response of like this kind of like manic, like just kind of have to constantly be doing shit.
I'd give anything to want to work out.
You don't want to work out?
Yeah. Like I'm like, it's such a chore for me to work out right now. Like everything feels like I'm walking through mud.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't like, I did work out this morning, but like I only did half the class and then I like paused it.
That's still good. I mean, I barely started getting back into it like the last few days. It's actually funny because I was like taking classes at the community college, you know, and I was taking piano and like a boot camp class and they got moved to online. And so I checked my thing and I was like, where's my piano class? And I got dropped from it.
What?
Which just really makes me laugh because like I think it's because the guy was bad at taking attendance and I wasn't there a few classes. So I think he thought I like literally never showed up and just dropped me for the online part. That was just really funny to me that like I got dropped.
So rude.
And then the other class got transferred to online. So like our teacher is this kind of like hot, like jock dude who's cool. Just like obvious, kind of like a Coach Taylor-esque, like seems like a really good Ooh. Guy. Yeah. And so he's like giving us these Zoom like workouts. It's just, and it's just funny because it's like in his home and I see his cat in the background. And it's just a like such a different experience than it was in this gym with a bunch of people like wearing jeans and working out. It's yeah, it's pretty wild.
Do you guys get nice anxiety from seeing people work out in jeans? Does that give you anxiety?
No. I just thought it was funny. I was like, it was just a very like community college feeling.
Oh, that like gives me so much anxiety. Like when I see someone running in jeans, like I don't know why, but it just like sends chills
down.
Yeah.
It is very strange. It's a very strange thing to do.
Yeah, for sure.
I kind of get it at the school because maybe they've got to like go, maybe they came from another class or something. I don't fucking know. I mean, I was just always wearing like leggings because, you know, you can wear leggings in piano class,
it would be funny to have like a middle school locker room politics but in community college of just like, ooh, are you taking a shower with a bunch of, like...
Totally. Yeah, it's so now it's just a weird, it's kind of nice though because I have a little bit of accountability because you have to like, obviously you could lie and fill out the things and be like, I worked out and it would be a lie, but I'm like, I might as well just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get dropped from PE, thank God.
Yeah. I feel like it's been a nice way to kill about an hour and a half a day. That's kind of been the way I've been looking at it and I've enjoyed it. And also LA is completely out of 15 pound dumbbells. I've called every place.
What the fuck is going on?
literally every place that could sell them, they're gone everywhere. They're not expecting shipments coming in. It's very funny. I was like, oh man, everyone is going to come back with some guns after this.
Yeah, it's like prison for sure.
That's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling very prison. I'm feeling very
prison. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I started taking two online classes. I like feel guilty about it because I'm like, I should be writing this script and yet I'm taking a class online through like a university that I don't get any credit for it. I'm just auditing it. One is Intro to American Law and the other one is History Since 1760.
No, that's awesome. I think that's really
but it's
cool.
Like, for what? For why am I taking them?
Be able to like, you know. I love a fact. What's a fact you've learned in your history class? Anything surprising?
We're learning a lot about like this military change from the traditional world to the modern world and why everything really changed in the 1760s. I mean, that's not a fact, but
that's fine. Well, so 1760s, interesting. That's
there's like a military revolution and a commercial revolution, and they actually like kind of mingle together and cause each other and. Now we're on to revolutions.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I think you've heard of those.
Yeah, a little bit. Big fan of a revolution.
Spoken like a true American.
But yeah, I feel like it's almost like the, it's like you're having this response of like, oh, the plane's going down. So it's like, okay, well, real quick, I at least want to learn about this. Or like, real quick, you know, like just, I think that's what it is for me.
Oh yeah, I've been Duolingoing, spinning every day, practicing piano. Like I got all my shit going. Just like, well, let's just
that's
do it all
great.
Now. Yeah, I just I like don't I find I'm not watching a ton of TV because I like TV still feels very much like I feel like I'm wasting time if I watch too much of it still.
Yeah.
Like, so I kind of just like am not, have barely turned it on at all. I watched like the new John Oliver today. It's really crazy seeing all like the talk show hosts like recording from their houses and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
It's pretty crazy. But yeah, he just did one. It was great.
I got to watch that. That sounds great. It's kind of fun to see other people. Like, I've been watching a lot of NBA players like live stream talking to each other, and it's kind of nice to them. Also, they're just like, this is crazy. Like, it is nice when you're like, I'm not being crazy, right? Like, yeah, yeah. This is crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it is. It's like, how many times are we going to go through something where every person in the world is like experiencing it at the same time?
Yeah.
It's just
right.
Yeah.
You'll appreciate this, Georgia. Sean was telling me that he heard a rumor that the NBA might go to Vegas and like keep all the players quarantined and then keep them all in the vacant hotels and then do the finals in those hotels and no one else can come.
That's sick. I read something a little bit about that, but I didn't really like do a deep dive because I also saw Mexico being a possibility too, but that seems wild and Vegas seems more realistic. That would be so crazy. It'd be like camp for them where they couldn't hang out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, it's like also because I've heard that since there might be a test where it works in 45 minutes or something, that's what they would do is like they would quarantine and then test everybody before a game or something like that. So I'm sure sports will figure out some kind of solution.
Sports finds a way.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do a couple of this or that?
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Let's see. Gum or mints?
Gum. Oh, are we? Am I allowed to?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're first.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, gum. For sure gum, because sometimes gum can be mints.
Yeah.
Like a mint flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really like a hard candy very much.
Yeah.
And also mints often don't even freshen your breath because they're like too sugary or something. And then you have this weird breath.
Yeah, I'm not a big mint fan. I never take them when they're offered to me. I've never bought them in my life, I don't think. Yeah.
Really?
I'm just not a big fan of them.
Wow. I mean,
wow. That was a big response from Tess.
Yeah. I guess I just didn't think I was the only one here who liked an Altoid every once in a while.
No, they're too much.
Altoids are kind of... Oh, I was going to be like, Altoids I'm on board with because they are... I don't like them when they're too sweet, but Altoids are a real kick, and they can freshen you up pretty good. They're about the only mint that I'm into.
But I would never purchase mint. Every time I've purchased mints, I've regretted it and not, like, used them.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But gum, I feel like, is problematic for me because I just, like, I'll chew too much gum, and then I'm, like, that person.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I chew a piece of gum for, like, 6 hours. I won't even realize I'm still doing it.
I forgot you guys said my alarm clock goes off every day at noon. Let me just turn it off.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
She's like, I have to take my mints.
Wait.
I'm going to go chug these mints back here.
Pop some Altoids right now.
So to come back. Wait, what was the... When you were a kid, if you put, like, baking soda on Altoids, is that what would make your mouth foam up?
Probably. That sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
So
what do you guys... Is there anything, like, lurking in the back of your guys, like... pantry that you might get to that you're like I'll eat this if I have to, but
oh man,
I got Vienna sausages at the 99 cents.
Oh, please don't eat that.
I mean, I don't eat sausages, but that sounds great.
It was like a few weeks ago before everyone was super panicky, but I was just like in there being like getting random canned goods, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but I was like, this will be my challenge.
It's good to have a challenge during these times.
Wait, Tess, why does your alarm go off at noon?
Okay, so
can't wait.
Like a week ago, our power went out and it somehow got reset to like go off at 12. And that's just kind of like my brand of laziness is like I haven't figured out how to stop it from doing that.
Oh,
you just on your phone?
No, my clock radio.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure it will take me 3 seconds, but every day at noon, I just turn off my alarm.
That's so funny.
Okay, Georgia. Ocean or lake?
Oh, that's a real hard one, to be honest. I guess I don't know. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, lakes are dark, so they get scary, but actually the stuff in the ocean is scarier. You know what I mean? And a lake when you're not scared is really fun. It's just, it's hard to overcome. I have a kind of like, I love swimming so much, but I have a big fear of like the Titanic. And for some reason, lakes, because they're dark, I'm like, you don't know if the, I know this is stupid, but I'm like, you don't know if the Titanic's in here, but I know it isn't, but I like can't not think about the Titanic.
Wait, let's go back.
Rewind.
Wait, because I get the same way. I get in bodies of water, I'll get scared of like creatures, but you're scared of the Titanic like coming out of the water?
I guess I like, I just can't not think of the Titanic. creatures, so wait, sure, but like big about fish, maybe like I know there's no whales in a lake, yeah, but I can't not be like, there's a whale in the lake.
Mm. Right. I see.
Whales.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and the Titanic. Those are the two.
More afraid of whales than sharks. Interesting.
Sharks are scary too, but I don't know about you guys. I don't know if anyone else has this, but when anything that I was really obsessed with growing up, I eventually became afraid of. Like, I was so obsessed with Free Willy that I eventually became really afraid of whales. I was very obsessed with the Titanic, and now I have lots of nightmares where I'm swimming and then someone's just like, oh, by the way, the Titanic's right below us.
So wait, you're specifically only afraid of the boat, the Titanic?
Also, just being below you, not running into an iceberg, but it's,
yeah, it's like, really scary. Think about it, just like you're just swimming and it's underneath you.
Were you worried about like the skeletons of the people grabbing you, or like you getting caught, or like it just being there?
I guess it's like a, I don't know if I can really describe the feeling, but like, I guess it's like a pull, like, I don't know. Maybe I need to look deeper inside myself, but it's just like the anxiety of the tragedy, I guess, below me. And like, I don't know how to explain it very well.
So maybe? Like, kind of like, yeah, the energy.
Yeah.
That's like residual from that tragedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's also, it sounds like it's similar to the whale thing, because I do understand the whale thing. Like, there's something like terrifying about being in open water with something large.
Yeah it's the same. Yeah. And the Titanic is really big.
Yeah.
Yes.
Weird thing, the third thing that I'm kind of over now, but when I was a little girl used to really scare me, and it's because I used to be obsessed, Michael Jackson.
Oh.
well
I think, well, Free Willy and Michael, right, Jackson are like attached, so.
I'm really glad that we asked this ocean or lake question.
I know, me too.
we have to take a break, but we'll be right back.
We'll
everybody.
Be right back.
Hey, everybody, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Georgia.
Oh, shit. Oh, yay.
Fuck.
No, that's good. You did it.
Nailed it.
Thanks, Georgia. Jesus. We are obviously in quarantine, and so we're getting your lady problems, and we're excited to try and help you guys out. You can send us one at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
And just to put a little bit of a trigger warning here, this lady problem does deal with an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. And here we go. Okay. Hi, ladies. First of all, I love you ladies and hope you're staying safe and sane during the quarantine. Secondly, the problem, and apologies that it turned into a short novel. Which is fine, because we love details.
We have the time.
Yes.
Yeah. A group of my friends, all couples, usually 8 to 10 people in our early 30s, have gone on running vacations together for the last 4 years. Usually we travel to national parks to do half marathons and find a cabin large enough to accommodate all of us. This year, if we can travel again this fall, we're hoping to go to France to run a half marathon there. It's our first abroad vacation race, and we're all so excited to prance around the French countryside. Except, One of my friends is married to an odious, horrible troll of a human. We'll call him Asshole Johnson for the purposes of this lady problem.
Good name.
Asshole Johnson and my friend have been married for almost 4 years, together for probably close to 8, and he's been pretty off from the get-go. He's rude, immature, misogynistic, and hasn't mentally left his college frat. My friend is a high-level professional in a global business, is earning her MBA while working, financially supports both of them. He's just recently gotten a job after being unemployed for almost 2 years. Runs marathons, is so sweet, and is more beautiful than she realizes. We were roommates for several years, and I was with her when she met Asshole Johnson, so I've seen the sad chronicles since day one. I even let her know I was worried about them getting married because he made her cry so often. She said she could see where I was coming from and then never brought it up again. I have many, many examples of how awful Lee is, but here's the two I will share. Example 1. After an argument where my friend was afraid for her safety, she tried to get into her car and leave their home. He chased after her, and seeing she'd already locked her car doors, he threw himself on the windshield and broke it.
Fuck.
She called the cops and spent a few nights at another friend's home. During this time, Asshole Johnson was texting her nonstop, threatening to call the cops that she ran him over if she didn't come home. Luckily, a few bikers have witnessed the event and backed up my friend's story, but 3 days later, she was back from home and they were in couples therapy. Per my friend, he's my husband, I have to try. He got better for a few months, stopped drinking heavily, they sold their home to make up for his lack of financial input. He found a job and also went back to school, but now he's drinking again and always embarrasses her when we're all hanging out. Classic abusive relationship stuff. Example 2, our last running vacation together about 8 months after the windshield incident. He was acting high the entire time. From shaking uncontrollably to laughing at nothing to saying he felt the government was spying on him through his phone to waving his arms for almost an hour. It was even weirder than normal for his behavior. Even my friend commented on it. But what was worse was Asshole Johnson brought a drug with him during the trip. Another friend on the trip is a policeman and recognized paraphernalia on their bedside table at the Airbnb we rented. Asshole Johnson also crept into bed uninvited with another couple saying he wanted to cuddle.
Fuck
Holy
off.
Fuck. Whoa. Oh my god. He broke into the locked bathroom where his wife, my friend, was showering and surprised her, giggling as she screamed. Okay. He lost his wallet and he had to go through additional screening at the airport and spent a suspiciously long time in the bathroom before going through security. So, obviously, if I could persuade my friend to dump him, I would. I know it's a decision she has to make, and I've already shared my feelings about Asshole Johnson, so now it's up to her. My question for you ladies is, how does the rest of the group tell my friend that we don't want to go on vacation with Asshole Johnson, but she's more than welcome? We hang out with them regularly and tolerate Asshole Johnson so my friend doesn't feel abandoned, and if she ever feels like she needs to leave him, we want her to know she has a support network to turn to. But traveling abroad and having Asshole Johnson stay in accommodations in our name? Absolutely not. He ruined our last trip together and we're all nervous about what he might do that could get the rest of us in trouble too. We know we need to say something to her, but we don't want to ambush her or, as stated above, make her feel like she can't trust us as a support system. She already knows about the trip, so we can't just go without her. Thanks in advance for your sage wisdom. Loved, concerned vacation planner. Holy shit.
Fuck.
That sucks.
Sorry, guys.
So hard.
I didn't completely know the entire width of this program or this problem before I read it. So,
I mean,
man.
But I did laugh at he waved his arms for about an hour.
That was pretty good. I was just imagining him on the water, like doing like yell arm circles.
I'm also trying. What drug do you guys think he's on?
Cocaine.
Well, she said he had paraphernalia, so that means like it was a pipe, probably.
Maybe some weed,
crack.
So
or
a pipe could mean a few things. Yeah.
What about meth?
Because this isn't
crack.
Weed.
I mean, she could just mean weed, which doesn't seem like she would say, but since they have a cop with them, maybe it was extra, you know?
Yeah.
Also, if weed makes you not cool, then you shouldn't do weed.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
This doesn't sound like someone who's on weed, but who knows? Just the word paraphernalia is like, obviously, it was some kind of thing to smoke something.
For
with,
sure. So, and he's like acting like very paranoid and talking about the government and shit. And then he was in the bathroom for a long time before going through security. It's like,
I hate
him. Sounds like speed to me.
Yeah.
Maybe
it could be a lot of different things. Yeah.
Maybe we should say stuff and then you should have your friend listen to us say it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's a bad idea. I don't know. Sometimes it's like, you know, your best friend tells you stuff a million times and you're like, yeah, whatever. But then you hear another person say it and you're like, okay. Which sucks.
Well,
it is
one of those things where you're like, you would hope that if the person in the situation heard in black and white some of the things that had happened,
yes,
that they would be like, holy shit, what am I doing here? Mm-hmm. But obviously they've been dealing with, it's not like this is a new situation. I mean, it's been a fucking decade. So, yeah.
Well,
they've been together for 8 years. So it's like, this is a very long they've obviously tried. It sounds like you only talked to her once, so I don't know if some kind of like friend, you know, friend circle discussion is the right idea.
Well, and have you guys talked since this last vacation? Like, did he apologize profusely for any of the, because all of this stuff is that he did on that vacation last time is completely unacceptable, and you have every right to, number one, never want to hang out with him again. You guys are being very generous with that anyway.
Exactly.
And then,
yeah. And I then, mean, he's putting, they're in danger. He like crawled into someone's bed to cut, like, obviously besides all the shit he did with the car, like.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's like a lot of weird boundary issues. Like, he's like volatile. Like, he's not a safe person to have around.
I think the nicest thing that you guys can do for your friend is like, yeah, you can't get her to break up with this guy, but I think you're right. Like, it's inviting her to the trip and not him. And that is, I think, the nicest thing you can do for her, because that's got to be a little bit of a wake-up call. And you guys just saying in no uncertain terms. And I mean, I think play up how much you want her there. Like, you guys are such an important part of our friend group. We really, really want you there. Like, it's not the same without you, but like, he can't come. I think that you're well within your rights to say that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And remind them that it's, and remind her the reasons why. And it's not like, we don't like him. It's like, no, he did this, he did this, he did this. And it would be irresponsible of us to let him come on our trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's all shit that you guys have been involved in. I mean, you can't really do anything. Unfortunately, it's like so frustrating anytime you have a friend that's like in a manipulative or abusive situation, because you're kind of limited in terms of what you can do about it, which is terrible. But he has affected you guys' safety and your well-being. So I think draw those lines. I kind of agree that she might feel teamed up on if it's a bunch of you. So I would say, like, if there's the one friend that's kind of like the point person that's doing all the organizing, if it makes sense, maybe it should just be like a one-on-one conversation, whether that's you or kind of like the leader of the organizing stuff that should have that conversation. But I almost feel like one friend should be the one that just has
maybe two.
Whoever is going to be good at kind of giving it to her straight and not being a dick about it, but just being like straightforward.
Yeah. Honestly, even writing it out might not be a bad idea. Like, treating this similarly to like an intervention letter, where it's like, not full on, but being like, look, these are all of the reasons why, here it is in black and white. Like, these are the reasons why we would love to have you as a part of our life. We are not willing to tolerate him. And honestly, like, it's kind of enabling, it's enabling to like be able to have him around as well, because it's normalizing like what he is doing, and it's completely unacceptable.
Now, he's so violent though. If you do write the letter, which is a great idea, like, I think I would be really worried about him finding it though. Because I think he would take it out on your friend.
Well, I think I was going to say, I think also another part of that too is like, I mean, you know, when you guys talk to her about this, be like, hey, like, also, if you, whenever you feel like you need to leave, if you do, like, you have these places very specifically and concretely available to you. Like, who has a guest room that she could stay in? You know what I mean? Like, just, I don't know if she knows.
I think that's I don't know if you want to offer that now, because it's like going to freak her out to think like, being like, you should leave him right now. You know
well,
what I mean?
I guess just like keeping that in the back of your mind, at least, of like, you know, how could she get out if she wanted to, whenever, if like at some point she actually does heed the wake up call at all of this,
right,
is
she needs a
like,
plan.
Yeah. Like, you know, maybe that isn't talking to her about it, but like the rest of you guys be like, okay, what would be an extraction plan kind of.
And I don't think the letter's a bad idea, even just for yourself to write, so you can get it all out correctly. Even if you don't physically give it to her, if you read it to her or something like that. But yeah, I mean, she's got to understand that like, you guys are just going to, you have to stand up for yourselves too and your own safety. And like, this guy isn't allowed. And I mean, I'm hoping that what will happen is that this would be very hard probably, but that she would come and then see what it's like to be away from him for a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
That would be the ideal, obviously.
I bet he won't let her though. I bet he won't let her go without him.
Yeah,
and I wonder if her friends can say that, being like, we understand that he's the type of man that may not let you come without him. And I feel like that might make her be like, no, he's not. And then like,
come.
You know what I mean? Like,
I like
it's a bit
that.
Of manipulation on your end, but slightest bit.
I mean, that's also, I think, a reality that people overlook sometimes when they have a friend that's in like an abusive or manipulative situation, is like, there's some shame around that. Like, if you're in a manipulative situation, that's not something that's like easy to admit. and it's shitty. And so I think like, yeah, I think putting it of like, just putting that out there then would almost cause like them to want to prove that that's not the case by showing up without him.
Mm, yeah, that's a good call.
I mean, it's a bit of a bold move, but I think it would work. And if it's, like and it. You can say it gently, you know, be like, I don't know. I feel like
I think it's good. It's all so scary because it's like, but then does she go to him and say like, no, fuck you, I don't need you. And then what does that look like? So it's like, it's all just like, it's such fucking scary territory to walk around. No. She is in this guy's like clutches, basically.
Violet people are fucking terrifying. It's like, how do you deal with a person like that? Because like, there's so many people's safety that you have to consider, and it's such an unknown, like how they're going to react at any point.
I'm so lucky my husband doesn't like to do things with me. You guys all froze after I said that, so it seemed like nobody laughed.
We like just all cut end. Out. We just all leave the meeting.
We're just like, wow.
Oh my god.
Yikes.
God, I'm so sorry. This is such a fucking shitty situation. It's like you guys have put up a lot. I mean, I'm shocked that.
Yeah,
I'm shocked honestly. You haven't like come. It hasn't come to this to a head. Until now, you know.
Do you think there's anything to like the cop friend being like, by the way, you're not coming this year, like a man-to-man thing?
Maybe.
Instead.
Maybe, but I kind of feel like it should be a girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, I think so too. I'm just thinking in terms of like this guy is a violent
if brute, anyone talks so he's to only the dude,
gonna,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. He's only gonna react with like violent, you know, like a, you know, that kind of energy only respects.
Right. Cause it's like if somebody talks to her, but if somebody else talks to him being like, hey, but that's, it's kind of like inserting yourself. Yeah. Or
maybe if she does decide to come, like that the cop guy and his wife can be the people that go pick her up to take like, to meet her at the house to leave. Cause sometimes I feel like right as you're about to leave to go on a trip and your partner's abusive, there's like more friction. So if there was like that male presence, who's actually a police officer, it might be helpful just in the actual like leaving.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, this girl just straight up needs to leave her husband, which is not something you have control over, but
expose him to Corona.
Here's the thing. I've got a giant bag of drugs. If I can plant my bag of drugs on this guy in the next week and get him arrested. Look, wow. I'm just throwing it out there.
Maybe you need to save that backpack, Brandy.
I know. There's I might so keep it for power. A couple of days. You guys let me know. Yeah. Man, I am so sorry. It's hard when a friend is in a situation like that, especially with like such a piece of shit.
But yeah, my instinct is one-on-one conversation. Keep it focused on how it's impacted you. Draw a firm line, but also make it very clear that like you very much want her there. And like, also it does suck. I mean, if it's a couples trip and she's going to be the only one that's not in a couple. So I would do whatever you can to like assure her that she's still going to have a good time. If she
That's a really good point. I wonder if you guys actually could like, it's, you know, this trip is happening, but like it might not if travel doesn't figure itself out. So if this trip gets canceled, you guys should maybe do a girls trip first.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm.
And then when you do a couples trip again, do all the things we just talked about and insert your own ideas as well. But like a girls trip might be really helpful because then she won't feel like the loser who's the only one without her partner, but also like it gives her an excuse for him not to come. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I think like in the meantime, like, you know, obviously people can't hang out right now, but like do a bunch of like girls only Zoom meetings and stuff like that to be able to talk to her. And also to be able to see her right now because she's in an abusive situation and now they're trapped in the house together. Things can escalate.
Like,
so
check
in with her
physically. Your roommates right now anyways. Imagine an abusive partner.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So like anything that, you know, you guys can be checking in on like how she looks, like, you know, checking, you know, all that kind of stuff. Just be good to keep tabs on that as well. It's my dog tap dancing next to me.
I think at least like the whatever. I don't want to say silver lining, but it's good that you have like such a straightforward opportunity to put your foot down because it's not like a nebulous like we don't want this guy around. It's like a very specific, like, this is an event, we're all going on together, you know. So I think at least I would even like, even if it, you know, do it before, I would do it soon before you know whether trips are going to be happening, coming up, because like you do have this very specific chance to like really, really put your foot down about this guy and hopefully
exactly.
Like,
and I mean,
help
like,
her start seeing the light, you know?
Yeah. And like everything he did crossed the line completely. I but mean, at it's the just like, yeah.
At the same time, you might not want to her to have to confront him about not going on this trip while they're trapped in a house together.
Oh, that's also true.
Yeah.
That's also true.
I mean, it could just, yeah, I guess I'm thinking, like, they could just talk to her and, like, she doesn't have to, you know, something to think about or something.
Yeah. And it's up to her whether she says anything to him now or never, but, God, this self-isolation just makes, like, I forget, like, it's so hard on, I'm having a really hard time with it, and I forget that, like, I don't really have any extenuating circumstances that other people do, like, and I just can't imagine if you're, like, dealing with something major on top of this, how difficult it is and how it changes everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of people going through really, really hard things right now that are much worse than, yeah, just being stuck inside, so.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I hope Jesus. We were helpful.
I think we were, hopefully. Let us know what you guys end up doing, you know, definitely, you know, hope we can help. I hope you guys get to go to France, and I hope, I hope he gets arrested for drugs that are found on him.
In a cool sculpting bag.
Yeah, where they came from, who knows?
They could be anywhere.
Well, that's our show. Georgia, tell everybody about your podcast.
Oh, yeah. My podcast with Hampton Yunt is called Nice Bum, Where Are You From? We read hometown stories from our listeners. So, like, our listeners send in stories about something interesting that happened in their town. Like, maybe it's, like, a crime story, or maybe it's, like, their town has a special festival, and we, like, read about that, or ghost stories. So it's just hometown stories from the little town, village, or big city that you're from. It's pretty fun. That. Pretty chill, pretty fun. You can find it anywhere.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah. And we'll be doing a top secret session with Georgia over the Patreon. If you want to hear more about that, you can go to patreon.com/ladytolady. And that's it, y'all. We'll see you next week. And thanks for listening.
All right. Bye,
bye
guys.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.